Governments around the world are telling people to stay at home, and social distancing means a lot of people are glued to their screens. In rural Oregon, some people are using the time on social media to help their neighbors cope with the coronavirus. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Emily Curitan reports.
The days have started to blur for Morgan Schmidt.
One of our first requests on Sunday or on Thursday was a gentleman who just said, I'm immunocompromised. I don't want to go into Safeway. Can I have someone run in and grab my groceries and put them in my trunk?
She's a Presbyterian pastor, wears a clergy collar, but her church is closed. And lately, she's become a full-time social media manager.
I never thought I would probably say this, but we're using Facebook to express love to our neighbors in really meaningful ways.
Schmidt moderates a group called Pandemic Partners. It's limited to people who live in Bend, Oregon.
I would comfortably say we have thousands of people ready to help.
And it's exploding with willing volunteers. One of the people who's asked for help so far is Mary Sheridan. She's staying at home with two kids since coming down with a fever and a cough.
Pardon me.
Late last week, she learned she tested positive for the coronavirus.
So I'm trying to stay informed but not freak out, especially since we are sick or I am sick.
When her digital thermometer died, Sheridan posted to Pandemic Partners.
Within an hour, I had actually two different people stop by with batteries.
Now she also has a list of people who want to help if she needs it. Fellow group member Diane Murray Fleck hasn't felt sick and says the posts have made her more aware of what other people are struggling with behind closed doors.
And we have to balance protecting ourselves, but also not lose our humanity.
She recently dropped off dinner at 10 houses around town.
So we did put a roll of toilet paper in with the the garlic bread and the lasagna, just as a joke.
She says the deed helped her and her 12-year-old daughter to cope.
The fact that there was still something we could do for others and be safe at the same time.
Ben's Facebook group for neighborly goodwill also gets inundated with posts seeking medical advice. Moderators refer them to doctors. And for Schmidt, the Presbyterian pastor who started Pandemic Partners, responding to some of the messages has been heartbreakingly difficult.
You know, we've had a couple of questions from people who are like, I'm sick and I am waiting for a test to come back and I don't have housing right now.
But finding housing in rural Oregon is tough when someone isn't sick. Schmidt connects people with housing needs to social workers, while her group focuses on acts of kindness that are most easily crowdsourced, errands, groceries.
Other people have even asked for help walking their dogs. I think the magic of why this is catching is because these are bite-sized ways of responding that actually make a world of difference.
With the exponential growth of her Facebook group, she's still concerned about reaching people who aren't social media savvy. That's why local volunteers are passing around a phone number, with Schmidt's voicemail on the other end.
Thank you for calling Pandemic Partners Bend.
She encourages people to leave a message if they need help, or if they're in a position to make someone else's life a little easier right now.
Thank you for being a part of this community. We're in this together, and we care about you.
For NPR News, I'm Emily Curitan in Bend, Oregon.